bear.
Can I come to your house?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to be good to Buddy.
Okay,
say, I love dude. I love dude, Buddy. That's
I
nice.
I love you, Buddy.
Sorry, sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Okay, now. We talk about peace again. Why does peace come so slow? Because of so much karma mixed together to make that bubble of special karma for world peace and for war. For war, it's easy to break out because the karma outside in society, in the world, is just like the karma inside the war bubble karma. They even stay in the bubble, but they bust out quickly. When it's full, it busts out, warlike. But the bubble for peace karma is different. It's just like the bubble for the karma of war is so powerful inside, and it's matched with the outside energy of murdering and killing of the world's people. So it's easy to connect. It's just like if you see the atom bomb. It's really wrapped up in a very special substance, impenetrable by anything else. But when it opens, it kills, it destroys. No one can stop it anymore. But the similar container, like the container of the nuclear material inside the atom bomb, if you put water into it, into that container, it won't leak out. It will not, even though water is essential to life. It's a life and death substance. You must have it or you will die. Still, if you put it in the atom bomb container instead of the atom bomb nuclear material inside, the water doesn't just leak out, doesn't just bust into a bomb and spill the water everywhere. No. If you want it, you must build a tap or drill some hole. But the nuclear container is impenetrable, except there is something connecting electronically with some button. And when you push a button or do this, do that, then it busts out. But for the water, it's very difficult for it to just naturally come out unless you be able to bore some hole and let it drip out. Now, peace is like that. We see peace dripping out everywhere. We show you often about peace negotiations, or peace deals everywhere in the world, a lot. But the real peace, the whole peace, the complete peace, cannot all come out like that. Just like the water in that nuclear container has to come out slowly if we can drill any hole. And the hole we can drill for this peace bubble to open is the peace itself. Peace in the family, peace within nations, peace within the lives of all beings, you know? The reason we cannot keep drilling big holes in the bubble of peace karma is because we don't have the instrument. We don't have that peace instrument. Only peace can give birth to peace. We are still killing a lot. We're still murdering a lot. We still support the eating and killing of all the beings, our co-inhabitants. We are just having the world and our life as a rental. The animal people and other beings similarly. So we're just all renters in one big building, the world. The world is a big building, and we are just renters, temporarily renting something, renting an apartment in it to live in. You don't see it, but it is like that. It's very much similar to that. And all of you are too busy working, earning, and dealing with problems every day. So you don't have time to think too much and to analyze it that way and to try to find a way to stop the rent, which keeps mounting up until it's impossible to pay. Karma is like that, like the rental price that you have to pay. But the more you live in it, the more you do this, the more you do that, the more you have to pay. There's no escape. And you're trying to damage the building even. Then of course you pay more, much more to the landlord. We're paying too much. We spend more than the earth can afford. We waste it all. We waste clean, pure water. We ruin the beautiful air that God made for us to live by. There are many other things we do that are not conducive to the lower rent that we could afford. Now, peace, karma, has come into our world already. That's why the King of the Sun announced it to you. The bird people tell you, or the animal people tell you, even squirrel people, even small insects like spiders, they come to tell me every day, peace is here. I say, I know, I just need to work harder. Yes. And now you see the bubble of the peace karma, which has been wrapping up the peace karma for our world, has been drilled with some holes by God's grace, by the Trinity reunited into one utmost powerful, by the worldlings who had turned to the righteous direction and practicing benevolence, compassion. So the planet has become better. I mean, the peace has become more apparent. But it doesn't mean it's complete yet. I'm still waiting for the big time to come. Your prayers, sincere prayers for peace, do help. Your vegan lifestyle does help a big deal. Your benevolence and love to your unborn child help a bigger deal. Everything helps. So we've been able to drill some holes into that impenetrable bubble so some peace energy can come out and bless our world and make peace step by step up to now.
Etc.
Even the Middle East, like Iran, already announced they will stop bombing, stop the war against Israel, for example. But Iran did not make excuses only for themselves. They use the excuse of Lebanon, like they claim it as their own brothers and sisters. They have to defend them. So there were not many more excuses for peace. But still, because the whole world's people have changed. I mean, many have changed, though not the majority, like I wish, have changed into a more benevolent heart, more compassionate lifestyle, more considerate of others, and have more peaceful thinking, more peaceful supporting of the whole world, and more condemning of war in their hearts, in their thinking. And they became vegans, many, many nowadays, a lot more than before. They're making vegan food a lot more than before. They negotiate for peace a lot more actively, more practically, more logically than before. So we can still pray and hope for total peace, but we must also contribute to it. A house is not built with only one brick. It has to be many, many bricks together, and also other materials like cement, water, sand, etc. Yes? Many things we need to contribute to peace. But the most important is the vegan diet, veganism, because it contains within itself peace, love, compassion, love for life, supporting life, protecting life. That is all peace. That's all the components for peace against the war, which is the opposite. So think about that. I'm not trying to make you a vegan just because I like veganism. I do. It's just that it's for common protection of all beings, mostly humans. Because humans are the ones who make war or make peace. That's why peace comes slow, because we don't have enough holes to make the peace karma bubble bust. Yeah, and spread the peace energy all over to support our goal, our wish. So please be vegan, protect the unborn, and have yourself a peaceful life, peaceful thinking, by supporting everything about peace. Nothing connected with killing, with murdering the innocents. Nothing supporting such devilish work. I tried to collect many clips of animal people. Funny, loving, babies, funny, loving, intelligent. All of them, animal people and human babies, they're very intelligent. And who knows, they will be born as a saint, as a president, as a scientist, as someone useful for the society where you live in and your children will live in. When you see all the clips that I collected for you and show on our TV, you could not imagine how anyone could kill them, kill these beautiful babies before they are born, or kill these cute, loving, so very affectionate animal people. Just keep looking at them and then you will change your mind. Because humans, for example, they perceive a stronger energy and are impressively influenced by seeing the events of anyone graphically, more than just reading them. That's why we have tried so hard to show whatever we can truthfully, graphically. It does help. It has an effect on many, many, many humans. A lot of humans. Billions of people, you know, if they watch it every day on our Supreme Master television, we collect for them everything that is good for them. Not just their physical, like we collect also medical advice and this and that and the other. Anything good for humans or for animal people also, we try to collect and show it to them and air it for you. Yeah.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.